Stories Around the Table. It's a book. It's laughter, wisdom, and strength in military life. And it's a wonderful collection of stories and essays from more than 40 military family writers. This is great that they all got together to put this book together, and they share their journey as a military wife. Some of those stories are heartbreaking, but all of them are inspirational. And as we're coming into the Thanksgiving season, KSRO is celebrating our military with our care package program. We are trying to get donations from everybody in Sonoma County so that we can get those care packages out in time for the Thanksgiving holiday. That's why it's particularly apropos that we talk with with Julia Gibbs, who has written this book and collected all these stories. Julia, welcome to the program.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, I'm absolutely honored that you would be on the show with us today. Tell us a little bit about your book, because I've always said all of the years that I have been doing military support work, it is the families. It's the families of the military who actually have the heaviest burden of all.
Well, as a career Army wife, and actually my father was in the military as well. I've moved 19 times in my life. So I can completely stand behind that statement that the families have a huge deal for the soldiers. But this book really is 40 different writers all living the military life in some capacity that came together to tell our stories, because stories are the things that make you connected to each other in life. And so this book really is something you can grab, pick up, and read and find out how our life looks from the inside out.
Well, give us an example. Give us a short story that we might read about in your book.
Well, specifically, one of my stories in the book is about adopting my son from the Congo while being a military wife. We were stationed in Germany at the time, and we really knew we wanted to adopt, but there were a little extra challenges for military families. For instance, we move every 1 to 2 years, so we have to redo paperwork a lot. We have to find someone willing to work with the military families through adoption, and that story is in there of my little girl. When my son came home, my little girl said, "He's so big. I think everyone will know he's adopted because he's so big." And my son is from Congo in Africa, and we are Caucasian, so I looked at her and thought, "That's why you think people are going to know he's adopted, because he's so big." And she said, "And we're so small." And I said, "And that's what you feel like people are going to know?" And she said, "Yes." And so the story is really about that. I hope that in this military life and adopting our son, that people will not know us by that we look different, but more that we have hearts big enough to love our son and to love this military life.
You have a huge heart, and that story just touches me. Oh my gosh. I wish we had time to hear more of your stories, but unfortunately we don't. But I would recommend the book to everybody. It's called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. Julia Gibbs, I guess you're maybe called the editor of the book, but also a participant as well. And I'd like to remind everybody too that we are taking this opportunity to remind you that we are trying to collect care package items, and all you have to do is go over to the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa. It's the big blue building right across from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and drop off some care and comfort items so that we can get some items off in time for Thanksgiving. These care packages, as you know, Julia, are very much appreciated for our troops serving overseas.
That's right. They were huge to my husband when he was deployed. He would ask, "Please give me beef jerky and also stuff for athlete's foot."
Told you. That's what I was saying to everybody.
In their boots.
Beef jerky, number one item requested by the troops when they are overseas. All right, Julia, thanks. Good luck with your book. And we hope that you just sell a kajillion of them, because we want people to know about your lives and understand the sacrifices that you've made for our country. God bless you.
Thank you so much.